Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, best-selling author, and certified transformational health coach. Well, can you believe that today in 1 week is Halloween? And what does that have to do with anything that I'm talking about? Let me tell you, it has to do with everything. Because depending on how we behave and how people around us behave on Halloween, we can either keep a healthy body, a healthy mind, and healthy finances, or we can throw it out the window and get all into very bad shape, all because of one day. So let me just share a few things with you, just as tips, and to make sure that you're all safe, because that's my main concern. Actually, it says, for many families, Halloween is an exciting and fun-filled evening of doorbell ringing, movie watching, candy eating, cooking, baking, fun. But there are a lot of spooky things that can happen to your personal safety, your property, or your bank accounts on this holiday. Trusted Choice, the independent insurance agency, can help families better prepare for Halloween hazards that may come in disguise or under the cloak of dark. To help families and businesses have a good time and protect themselves against scarier Halloween risks, Trusted Choice offers the following safety tips. And I just read this as a disclaimer because I didn't write those tips, they did. The first one is, don't be a scary driver. Drive sober, slowly, and even more carefully than usual on Halloween. Watch for children who may be running or wearing dark costumes in the road. 2, stay accident-free. Remove or mow lawn furniture or any other obstacles to avoid accidents or damage. Ensure your home's entry is in good condition, free of loose or broken pieces on stairwells and walkways to avoid trick-or-treaters' injuries on your property. 3, prevent fire dangers. Oh my gosh, fire dangers for Halloween? Yes, indeed. Prevent fires by making sure pumpkins containing candles are placed at a distance where a child's costume cannot be ignited or a curious guest may tip it over. Extinguish all candles before going to bed. Consider using battery-operated lights whenever possible. A variety of jack-o'-lantern lights are available at most stores that sell Halloween decor. Costume safety. Costumes can hide more than someone's true identity, such as hazards. All disguises should be made from flame-resistant materials and shouldn't be too long or contain sharp accessories. Avoid masks that may obscure vision and stick to use hypoallergenic makeup. See and be seen. Encourage each trick-or-treater and adult chaperones to carry a flashlight. Apply light-reflecting material to costumes. I mean, really, you want to be seen, you want to be heard, you want to make sure you're safe. Next point is hear and be heard. Make sure your hearing isn't impaired with cumbersome costumes or earbuds. Be alert to the sounds of moving vehicles, other groups of pedestrians or bicyclists, and listen to all of your surroundings. So create awareness around you. Be totally aware. Number 6, power in numbers. When traveling on foot, walk in groups and cross only at corners and crosswalks, never between parked cars, and stay on well-lit streets. Number 8, unwelcome guests, property vandals often use the chaos of Halloween night to strike. Scare them away by keeping outdoor lights on. 9, pet safety. Keep pets inside. Warn your children to stay away from animals that they go door to door. Halloween night can be stressful, even on the friendliest of the friendliest creature, including the neighborhood dogs and cats. And 10, candy inspection. Cavities aren't the only candy-related risk on Halloween. Inspect all trick-or-treat candy and other treats. Never eat unwrapped items. Collect candy only from people you know and trust, and ask the local police department if it offers a candy x-ray and or inspection service. Throw away any suspicious candy. So that's pretty good and sound advice. I actually put the link for that page in hyperlink in a transcript, so you can click on it and print it out if you want to, just to remember what the 10 safety tips are. So why am I saying they're so important? Because they can avoid accidents. They can avoid fire. That's what we want. You want to avoid poisoning. We have heard horror stories with candy being poisoned or home-baked goods being poisoned. Maybe not even on purpose, but like if there's anything in there that doesn't have a label and a child or an adult is allergic to it, then that could be an endangerment of health or food poisoning or anaphylactic shock or anything. And those are the things we really, really want to prevent. The other thing is, if we have to go to the hospital, we have to spend money for the medical exam, for medications, then we also have the side effects of feeling poorly or being injured, be it emotionally or physically. It's better to just avoid those issues and make sure we're safe and sound. And in my neighborhood, I can honestly say the neighbors are really nice. And many of them have children, and they want what's best for their children, so they're not going to do anything stupid. However, still, work with the police department or the community center or somebody who has an x-ray machine to scan your candies or your things. You could actually even resort to giving different things instead of candy. You can give glowing toys like rubber spiders that have like a little light on it, or a glowworm, or stickers, or pens that are pens or unsharpened pencils. You don't want to give them anything sharp while they walk around, because when they're not sharp, they can't really get injured. You don't want to do any pushing or shoving or hoarding. Just have fun and relax and enjoy the experience. It can be a lot of fun. It doesn't have to be the very first experience I had in 1979. I was just in the United States for, I came in end of August, September, October, November, October. So that was, I was here for about 2 months, not quite 2 months, maybe 7 weeks or so, when there was Halloween. And I was flown to LA from Northern California to go babysit, and so the adults could go out and have fun. And nobody told me it was Halloween. Nobody told me what to do and what not to do. And when the doorbell rang and rang and rang, I went there, and they go, trick or treat, and I go, tree there, tree there. I didn't know what they were talking about. I didn't hear a T for treat. So pronunciation or enunciation is very important. So we know actually what people are saying, and they started beating me up. I was actually bruised like crazy the next day. Finally, I managed to throw the door closed and lock it, and I went to the baby's crib and laid on the floor and cried like a baby. When they came home, they were mad at me that I was not happy, that I was crying. Well, you should have given them candy. You should have done this. You should have done that. And I turned around, still crying, and said, and you should have told me. So these are just things that I don't want to happen to anybody. I want everybody to be happy and healthy and enjoy it, because it's supposed to be a fun holiday and not something treacherous. So having said all that, yes, that's pretty cool. So I resorted last year or the year before, I went to different toys and things that were inexpensive but fun, and stickers and stuff. I even made little cellophane baggies so they could just grab a little baggie and there was less of a pushing and shoving and I want to choose this and I want to choose that. They just took one of the baggies and that was it. And that was pretty good. So it took me a little bit of time to get those ready. I think I had about 100 or 200 and they were gone in less than an hour, hour and a half. And then I could close shop and go to bed. So do what it takes for you to be safe and happy and for the trick-or-treaters who stop by to feel the same, that you care, that you want them to be happy and healthy also. So, I said cutting out the sugars is actually a good thing because too much sugar gets them so hyper they won't sleep and then you don't get to sleep. Unsealed candy or baked goods from home, even though you know your neighbors, don't do it because if you make one exception, then kids don't understand and they want more exceptions. So let's just get that out. And people at home, please honor it. Don't do anything that's not wrapped. Unless it's something that you can't put in your mouth or shouldn't put in your mouth. So having said that, I just want to read you one poem that I thought was quite nice. And there's lots of poems out there that you can look at if you just Google Halloween poems. This one here is titled Mystic Imagination Night, and the poem is written by Patricia L. Sisko. On one mystic magic night, jack-o'-lanterns glowing bright, kids with bags and candy sweet roam door to door and street to street, all dressed up for trick-or-treat. Wizards with wands, pirates with hooks, monsters and clowns with spooky looks, kings and queens with capes and crowns, a princess in her royal gown, witches with wards and fairies with wings, movies, stars with sparkling rings, vampires with fangs that bite, ghosts that boo, all dressed in white. Imaginations taken flight on that one mystic magic night. Oh, the fun of Halloween, be young or old or in between. So have a lot of fun. And make sure that you're prepared for a safe and happy Halloween. I will probably refresh your memory real quick the day off, though preparation is usually done a little bit earlier. That's why I decided to talk about it today to make sure you're not in for any negative treats. So this is it for today. If you are interested in being on my show because you have something to contribute or you want to give me feedback or suggestions or something, you can send me an email to dythomson@gmail.com or you can text me or leave me a precise voicemail at 562-335-4956. And I said voicemail or text. I do not answer the phone unless it's a scheduled call and I know who's calling. But I will get to everybody who does leave me a message, be it voicemail or text, within 24 to 48 hours or sooner. So for this, that's it for today. And I'm going to say until next week, Halloween Day, stay happy, healthy, and empowered.